Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your hosts,
Big Lance
and Phil. Tonight, we are jumping into the 2012 John Dies at the End. I found this movie on Netflix. I was like, it looks interesting. I watched it, and I had to immediately send Big Lance a text message and said, we're doing this movie next week. And then I watched it. How many times did I say I watched this movie?
2.5.
I did. It was 2.5 times.
I watched it.
I fell asleep halfway through the third time.
I watched it 1.5. The first time I watched it with my cell phone, watching videos and playing on Facebook. The second time I watched it, I put the phone down and actually watched it. I remembered most of the shit, and it just sucked.
I just really like the concept of it. I mean, you know what it kind of reminded me of? You remember, we never did get a good podcast episode, even though we half-assed tried, but Everything You Need to Know About Time Travel, that movie we did.
I like that movie.
Well, we kind of half-assed tried to do one when we had some extra time, but halfway through it, we bailed on it, so we didn't finish it.
Really?
I think it had been a while since both of us had watched it. But anyway, this movie kind of reminds me of that style of movie.
Yeah, I could see that.
Do you know?
But it wasn't as ridiculous. I liked the Hitchhikers, whatever.
No, it was like
How to Die or
No, Everything You Need to Know About something like
Time Travel.
About time travel.
Yeah, it was commonly asked questions about time travel. That's what it was.
With Anna Faris.
And it was good to me.
That was a good movie. I like this movie too.
It was kind of corny, but it wasn't as corny as this.
No, this movie, let me tell you, let me explain the second time. First time I watched it by myself. Okay? The second time I watched it,
you made Chelsea watch.
No, I watched it with Logan.
You made Logan watch.
No, he wanted to, and he liked it. The third
time. Philip tells me this movie, I'm sorry for interrupting, but I had to say this. Philip tells me this movie, he's like, John Dies at the End. It's pretty good. It's on Netflix. It's rated like 4 or 5 stars. And then I look at it, and it's rated like 2 stars.
That bitch was like 4.5, 4.5 stars on mine.
Well, it went like 2 or 3 on mine.
That rating went down in a couple of weeks, I guess.
Maybe it did. All right, well, we'll just hand them off in a row. John Dies at the End.
No, the third time I watched it, I had Chelsea sit down and watch it. I said, just watch it with me. You will like it, I promise.
And she got up and walked away while you was watching. When the door handle turned into a dildo, she got up.
So now what Chelsea does is she sits down and she says, okay, I got to work on pictures. I'm like, all right, well, I'm constantly going to look at you and go, pay attention. This is a good part. And she's like, yeah, you're rolling her eyes at me. But she's watching it a little bit. At the beginning, she sees the zombie, the dude cutting. And I want to talk about that in a minute. But I'm like, come, just bear with me for a little while. Keep watching. Then the lunch meat monster. And I'm like, hey, it's okay. And the door handle. I'm like, wait, it's going to. I said, just go back to your pictures. And I got into it and started watching. And then I watched about, and it was late at night, and I had drank a lot. And about halfway through, I fell asleep.
Yeah, I liked the beginning. I thought maybe this was going to be like Zombieland.
That's what I usually do with a movie on Netflix I've never heard of. I watched the first 5 minutes.
And I
first 5 minutes said zombie. I'm watching.
I like how he broke his handle and he was like. And
that's
then
a riddle.
Yeah, I know. He broke his handle to his little hatchet, and then he bought a new handle, and then he broke his head to his hatchet, and he bought a new head, and then is it the same hatchet, or is it
a new hatchet? That's the axe that cut my head off. And he was like, but is it?
But is it, yeah. Yeah, that was kind of strange.
I like the narrative form of this movie. And then he goes in and he starts talking to Paul Giamatti, which I think is one of the best roles in this movie. Was Paul Giamatti's.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love him anyway, but he's awesome.
And you know what? This will make 2 movies that he's been in, or 3?
What else has he been in that we've had?
Compton.
He was in Straight Outta Compton as the manager.
And I was going to do 12 Years a Slave. That would have made 3.
And if we'd have done the Mark Wahlberg, Tim Burton Planet of the Apes, he's in that. But yeah, anyway, so basically this movie is wrapped around this drug called soy sauce.
Soy sauce.
And once you take this drug, it opens up gates, man.
Yeah, the Jamaican's the first one that shows.
Robert Marley. And I love how John's like, really? Robert Marley? Really?
That was Bob Marley's son?
His name, when they asked him his name, he said Robert Marley. Bob is short for
Bob Marley. Is that his real name, Robert Marley?
That's what he went by. I don't know if that was his birth-given name.
That's right. I remember hearing that, and I was thinking, I remember that.
I don't know.
I forgot that totally. When you said that, I was thinking the actor was actually Bob Marley's son. But now that you said that, I remember he said that in the
movie.
Can
I point something out? And I want to see if you caught this, and I'm sure you didn't. I didn't catch it. I don't remember if I caught it the first time, but I know the second time. Yeah. But anyway, when the guy's like, well, what's going on over there, man? And that girl's like, this guy just levitated. And he was like, oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, like 6 inches off the ground.
He was like, really? He said, how high? And then that turned around, and that dude was there, and he was like, oh, we got a non-believer, man.
Yeah.
But do you know who that was? That's the guy from the movie, How High. And I swear to God, that was plugged into that.
Do you think that was the guy?
That is the guy. Which he's the guy who died, and they
that
cremated him, and they rolled him up. And smoked him. I swear to God that is.
I don't think that was him.
We're fixing to find out.
Well, you can find out, but I really don't think that was him.
I'm betting you it was. Robert Marley was tall. Taya Bennett.
I don't think he played in that.
If not, he looked just like him, though, man. I swear.
It wasn't him, dude. He's older than that now.
All right. But goddamn, does it not look like him? How high? That was the first thing that popped in my mind.
I know that's the racist thing you said tonight.
No, it's not racist to say two people remind you of each other and look
guys
like.
That have dreads.
No one said it was a black guy. No, you said it was a black guy. I just was talking about two individuals, not two races.
That happened to smoke weed together.
That carried themselves the same way and had the same persona
and had
and personality.
Dread. They both had dreads.
I never said a word about dreads.
No, but they both have dreads. So you're
because
just,
they're just
you're
alike.
You're just seeing two black guys with dreads.
No, I'm not. Yes, I'm not. I'm seeing two actors playing a persona that look like they're overlapping.
If one of them was white, would you say that?
Possibly, if he carried himself the same way and looked just like him and he just looked like the white version of him.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not
going to... Oh, if he had a unibrow, you mean?
Yeah. I'm not going to mistakenly think that a white dude is a black dude. I mean, I'm not racist, but I'm not also not stupid. I mean, I know the difference.
You know the difference?
Between a white person and a black person?
What's the difference?
The skin color. That's it.
All right.
We done got...
At the beginning, they're both fucking John and David. The movie's more about David.
Well, Dave is narrating it.
Right. And the movie's more about Dave. But John's his friend. And he goes and sees his friend. His friend's freaking out. And he sees this... They see this girl, and he's like, she's hot or whatever. And this one, John sees her as a black girl, and he sees her as a little white girl or some shit. Or no, John sees her as a blonde.
Yeah, they see her as two different people.
Yeah, and he's like, and then they confront her, and she's just there.
John,
like,
she's
all,
short. She's got dark hair.
Yeah, she's just all creepy and there
he's
on
like,
the stairs.
Damn, I knew it was too good to be true.
After they start talking about her, she's just like just fucking appears there on the stairs all creepy.
And Dave's like, sorry, we got a question. We're kind of confused.
That's where we fuck up.
We are,
I just said that three times because you interrupted me every time. And that's where it makes our podcast sound like shit, I think.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I said it three times.
I tried to stop.
I appreciate it. Because that's what makes our podcast sound shitty is that you're interrupting me every time I go to say something. And I have to say it more than once because I feel like it didn't get out there.
I know. I have
talking.
To cut it. I have to go through and cut it.
Jesus. Well, don't. Just fucking stop.
I'll try.
I'll
try
to
what
I'm
better.
Saying.
I'll try to do better.
Anyway,
the bridge works both ways too, bro.
I know. They see
it. Say it one more time and then we'll move on.
She just appears.
Right. And I was following up with that. Then Dave.
But anyway, when they look at her, she just fucking turns into snakes. They confront her about it. They're like, who are you? We're both seeing somebody else. And she just fucking, poof, turns into snakes.
She does do that.
All right.
So, see, you cut me out of all.
And John immediately.
Hey, pause, pause. Okay. Now we're going back into what the problem is. When I don't jump in, you just cut out and made what I was going to say irrelevant.
Okay.
Even though what I was going to say is the point where he says, I have perfectly good eyesight, but John here is kind of half blind from masturbating.
I didn't know you was going to quote the movie.
I was trying to.
I'm sorry.
But either way, it all gets cut now.
I didn't know you knew quotes that good.
I watched the movie 2.5 times.
I'm sorry. But anyway, John immediately runs to the fucking door and goes to grab the door handle, and it turns into a dick. And hey, what's the quote? He says, there's no way we're getting out of that door.
There's no way that door's going to be opened.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah,
but I didn't think the part about the dick was funny. I thought that was stupid. But when he said that, it made it funny.
That's the point of the movie.
I understand that. But I think the movie was just a little bit over the top. It reminded me of Ash versus Evil Dead, though, I reckon.
It had a real big Evil Dead vibe to it. It really did.
That's what I thought of when I seen the movie. Ash versus Evil Dead. Somebody's going to break the mirror, and they're going to turn into 100 of them.
That's Army of Darkness.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
But anyway, all right, so...
I don't think I watched the first one, I'm sorry.
So now we get into him telling the story to Paul Giamatti, and he's on the sauce. So Paul Giamatti has to... Man, there's so many different fucking subplots in this movie. Let's not talk about the plot. Let's just jump into different parts, because that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the fact that Paul Giamatti is a black man.
Are you really going to jump into that quick?
Why not? Let's move all around this thing, because...
Well, first off,
you can't
like,
follow it as
he's
a story.
He's tricking John Giamatti. He's like, you got 95 cents in your pocket. You got 3 nickels, a quarter, and a dime, and a penny, or some shit. And then he's like...
And the years on them are 1962, like, 1983, and 19...
Yeah, he's like, you could have slipped them in my pocket or something.
And I don't think I remembered having change when I left the house this morning.
Yeah, and then he said something else to him that freaked him out. And then...
He told him about a dream. He was like, you had a dream that your mama was chasing you with a whip or some shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh.
Right.
I seen the same act down in Vegas. It was Marconi.
And then he shows him the spider. And he's like, you seen it quicker than I would have ever expected.
Oh, he takes him outside and shows him the spider, yeah. And then he tells him about the sauce, and he's like, you're on it now. That's how you did the whole money thing and dream thing.
So the guy's on the sauce?
The guy's
the
on the sauce.
The black man?
No, the other guy.
That's what
Dave.
I was talking about, the black man. How did the black man die?
Somebody killed him before the meeting. That's the twist at the end.
And it got into him.
He's a black man wearing the same clothes in the trunk of his car.
But why, though?
They killed him because he was talking to John and getting too close to whatever John and Dave knew. Or talking to Dave.
So how could he still see him? How could John still see him?
Because John manifested him. The same way he talks to John, the same way Dave talks to John when he's dead on the fucking phone or the fucking hot dog.
So he's dead then? John's dead?
John died in the middle of the movie. You don't know because, well, he died in the police station.
How?
Well, you remember they're sitting there in the police station, and he's like, your buddy over there's talking, John. And then a guy comes in, he's like, he basically says, John's dying in here. This guy's dying. He's like, oh my God, he black guy, man. The one who's kind of looks like he should be Samuel
but
Jackson.
At the end of the movie, John's there with him still.
It's all got fucking time loops and time travel shit going on in it.
So that's John in the past.
Essentially.
So John's still living.
When John dies...
Another dimension of John is
but,
still living.
But do you remember when he told that motherfucker, he was like, just leave the fucking police station. Just walk out casually. He's on the phone with John, and John's telling Dave, just leave casually. And he's like, there's a guy here, though.
Yeah.
And he's like, John, there's no one in there with you.
And, he
and
says,
he's like,
look in
oh,
the mirror.
It's,
he's like, look
it's
in the
because...
Mirror. He's like, look in the mirror.
Why are you interrupting me? Yeah, he's like, look in the mirror, and you can see that there's no one there. And he turns around, and he's like, well, he's right standing right here. And the guy John's like, well, look, he's part of the sauce. just walk out. He's like, oh, so he can't hurt me. I didn't really say that. I'm pretty sure he can hurt you. And then he grabs him, throws him up against the wall, and the mustache fucking comes off.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was really fucking weird. Yeah, all of this movie was weird.
Flapped around like a butterfly and then tried to land on his mustache or his face where his mustache would be.
I mean, pretty shitty CGI, but come on, man. I mean, this movie's not.
Yeah, it was like they did it with a wire.
Yeah, like wire food.
Yeah.
Matrix. But no, I mean, what's some other parts, man? It was just shit like that I liked about this movie. It was real complex, and that's why I say it was kind of like that time travel movie. There was nothing in this movie you liked.
I like
you. Really making me. You really making me down about my pick, because I don't know. You making me have second thoughts on whether this movie was really good or not.
Well, we don't have to agree on things.
I know.
Some shit that I don't like.
I just really thought when I watched this, I was like, man, Big Lance is going to get this shit. He's going to like it. Yeah. But, I mean, hey, if you don't like it, you don't like it. That's cool.
I don't know. I'm not into that dimension type shit. Like Thor. I like Thor's fighting scenes, and I like that he's a god and all that, but the dimension part of it, that he's in another dimension, that's shitty to me. Just stay on Earth. Just stay your fucking ass on Earth.
Oh, you wouldn't like comic books, man. They got different
parallel dimensions.
I know
this one's supposed to be all in fucking another dimension, right? This next one? Or is it going to be on Earth?
This next what?
Thor movie. Ragnarok.
Oh, I don't even fucking know, dude.
I think it's like totally in his land. Or another fucking dimension. I don't even think it's got nothing to do with Earth. But it may. Hell, I don't know. Yeah, and then he meets that guy that fucking is in his car, and then that's when
Marconi.
He nuts up on him. He fucking puts a gun on his face and says, he'll shoot him.
See, I should have recently. I watched this movie 3 times last week.
And then anyway, he did that. But there was some little fucking alien on his chest. He had to throw him out the window first.
That's when John first passed out. I don't know what the fuck that was about, but that guy wound up working with McConey. And that was Clancy Brown. I just remember him from Pet Sematary 2.
Really?
He was in Pet Sematary 2. He was the guy who got eat up by the dog and then come back. They buried him and he come back. Had Edward Furlong in it.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember the guy from
he's a sergeant
Eat Your
from
Shorts.
Yeah,
he Salute was Your Shorts.
He was the one that got his face or no, I was his friend, maybe. I don't
know. No, that he was gonna do that to the other kid, the little kid. He was putting his face towards it, and then the dad did that to him.
Yeah.
After the dad come back.
But that was that guy.
The dad come back. Remember?
Right.
Didn't they bury the dad there or something?
They buried the stepdad there.
That he come back.
This movie is so bad, Podcast Land, that we're just jumping into all these other fucking movies.
Hey, but they're good, though, ain't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a previews episode. Maybe we should add most of this to our previews episode.
Maybe so.
But they tie into John Dies at the End somehow. Because we're coming up with them while we're talking about John Dies at the End. But anyhow, let's just leave the shit. Fuck it, man. We're talking. Come back.
I love the title. John Dies at the End. And he don't. He dies in the middle and he comes back. That is, he's not dead at the end of the movie.
Yeah, I know. But then he tells how the Chinese guy died. So Chinese guy's going to come back. What about the Wigger?
The Wigger. Oh, that dude died, man. That was some fucked up shit. He was fucking with that chick with her damn amputee arm.
You better listen to what I say.
Well, I'm going to rape you. That's who the fuck he reminded me of.
Really?
I mean, he didn't look like him, but the way he carried himself, he reminded me of that movie where that dude pushes that girl's nose up. And he says, I'm going
to
rape you.
There's a really good movie that you need to watch called The Kids. And he plays in it.
Who?
That guy, the rapey kid.
The rapey kid.
Lance, he played,
Big Lance touches his nose and says, the rapey kid.
He played in Empire Records.
He did. The guy who was stealing.
Yeah, what was his name?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I love this part that he says in the movie. He's like, Lucas stole Wizard, you're not going to lock him up?
We should do that movie.
I love that movie. I watched it not too long ago.
All right, well, let's get back into John. God damn it, John needs to fucking die.
Remember Lucas got the pillow with him and he carries it everywhere he goes because he told him he couldn't get off the couch. So he takes the pillow around with him from the couch.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then catches the guy stealing, which is the guy who stole. Lucas actually stole $10,000.
Hey, I got an idea.
And then that guy stole some records, and he's walking around with the pillow, and he's like, "What you got in your pocket?" Then he starts running, and then he chases him all over the place. And then when the police comes to pick him up, he's like, "Lucas stole $10,000. You're not gonna lock him up." John sends him, sends himself a message, a box that says, "Look in the bin outside." And he's like, "What y'all trying to play me? Y'all got weapons outside?"
And did he goes, "See earlier when Dave found that in John's apartment?
Yeah.
Right after John called him and that thing was up on the ceiling and John took off running, Dave didn't see anything because he wasn't on the sauce. He picked that up and looked at it. And that was the shipping receipt for what he had already shipped.
It showed that back story, too.
I don't know that it showed the back story.
It did. It shows it. Whenever they talk about him with the message, it shows the back story of it.
Hmm. I just remembered seeing it the first time and thinking, why are they showing that? That's got to be important, that shipping receipt. Of course, it flashed so quick, I didn't get to read anything on it.
Yeah, and then he goes out to check, and then I don't remember what was in it. Or was there anything
in it? I don't even know that it was important that it was in it. It was just a package to get him
away. It was to get him away. There wasn't nothing in the trash can. It was just to get him away so they could get away.
Yeah.
So then that's when the black cop comes up and shoots him. Shoots the white kid.
Talking about the guy with the fucking bugs going into him, the hip-hop kid.
Yeah, and then they go into the black guy. And then they blow him up in the car. And then that's when it goes into the Chinese dude, kills him.
He's like,
"I'm cool, everybody. I'm not contagious or whatever." And then they just immediately kill him and start dragging him. They're like, "Hurry up before it comes out of him." They drag him to the car and blow up all of it.
Of course, that don't kill it, though.
That's where the little sparkles of the little flies that's coming out of him die.
That ended the movie?
Nah.
That movie got more complex after that?
I think so. They went down, yeah. After that, they went down through the door. They went through the invisible door that only the girl could open because her hand was gone. Mm-hmm. Because she had a ghost arm because her arm was gone.
Remember that Chinese guy asked her at the party? He was like, "What is that, fantasy limb thingy?" And she was like, "It's phantom limb syndrome, and all amputees get it, asshole."
Yeah, but anyway,
she plays a lot bigger part in the book.
They're like, it's a ghost door.
I'm gonna read that book.
They're like, "It's a ghost door. You can only open it with a ghost arm or something."
And she does it. She's got her hand.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool part. And then they go in there, and that's where they meet the guy that held him in the car with the gun. He's in there.
Yeah, with Marconi.
Who's Marconi?
The guy from Pet Sematary 2, the dad.
That's who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy who was on the phone and got out of the limousine, and they showed the commercials. Marconi. He was like this big-time ghost killer or whatever, and people come to him like he was a psychic. You know, the big old dude, and he got out of the limo with the two chicks, and she answered the phone. And he talked to the lunch meat guy, and he was like, "Marconi, we meet again." And whatever Marconi said made him blow the fuck up, and lunch meat went everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I remember the lunch meat monster.
That guy, the guy that they got on the phone, they're like, "We're not Marconi."
Oh, yeah.
That dude's old and gray.
Yeah, I know.
But we know how to get in touch with him.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah. Him and the skinny guy who was in the car.
The guy with long hair.
Yeah, but then the skinny bald dude who was in the car who put the little thing down his chest was in there with him. They were working together.
Right.
So suck a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad you're getting back into the movie because you said you had some MDM stuff to talk about, so let's talk about it.
I think we just did talk about it, man.
We did talk about some good stuff.
Like I said, I am going to read the book.
And I am DB.
I'm going to read the book. And there's a book on this. This is based on the book. And apparently there's good sections of the book that was cut out to make it fit down into this. And I think it's a graphic novel. So I'm going to do it for books and stuff. I think that'll be pretty cool. There's a sequel, too. I might do that if it's really good.
I like our books and stuff. I like it because I don't have to read the book.
But I tell you about
it. I can just because I like the movie, but and I want to know more about it. You know, I want to know what happens at the end because it don't tell you on the movie. And I'm like, well, if there's a book about it, that's cool. But I don't really care to read it. I would like to listen to an audible about it, maybe. But it's cool just listening to the podcast of your story and what you thought about it. I enjoy doing that.
Did you like Fight Club too?
Yeah.
Was Fight Club too pretty cool?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Did it make you kind of almost want to read it?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I mean, and apparently he's working on Fight Club 3. It's going to be a graphic novel too, but I doubt there's going to be any more movies on it.
Right. But if they may be. You know, if you write a good enough fucking book on it, they'll make it.
But but you want to know that twist at the end that I didn't give. It becomes meta.
I don't want you. Yeah, you can tell me.
You going to read the book?
Maybe.
Well, there's 10 books.
Probably not.
Or $1.99 a piece, you'll spend $20 on it.
But I ain't opposed to whenever I run out of a podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting Audible. So, Audible, hey, if you want to fucking work with us, we work with you. We'll promote you.
Hell yeah, we'll sponsor the shit out of you. Audible.com. That's what the Smoky Shelter uses.
Right.
To get us through the day.
Right.
Baby.
All right, well, let's get back into this. Let's do our rating and review.
All right. Let me go first.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to say I really, really enjoyed this movie. I did not expect to. I thought it was going to be a crappy Netflix B movie. Let me tell you something. I love Netflix, and we'll sponsor y'all too. But there's a lot of crap on there that is I've never heard of. So I got to kind of be smart about it and pick and choose what's good and what's not. And this one, I landed on a good one. I really enjoyed it. As soon as I got done watching it, I was like, wow, it blew my fucking mind. I sent you a text or called you. After that, I said, I got to watch it again, and Logan wanted to watch it. I was telling him about it, so me and him sat down and watched it. What about the part with all the boobs where they're sitting in the chairs, like, strapped down, and, like, half the people in the church are naked, and they all got masks on, and there's just boobs everywhere? You didn't see that?
Yes, I did see it. That was weird, too.
That was boobs.
Yeah, it was a bunch of boobs, but it was weird.
But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the movie, man. I watched it.
It reminded me of Alice in Wonderland or something.
I couldn't see that.
With the weird makeup and face masks on.
Right. I enjoyed it the second time around because I got to watch it with Logan, so I got to talk to him about it and listen to it, watch his expressions on it, and I really enjoyed that. And then I tried to do that with Chelsea, and she shot me down. So, and then I fell asleep because it was late. But I enjoyed the movie, man. I'm going to read the book. I'm going to review the book. And if it's good, I may even
do
the second.
Did Logan like it?
Logan liked it, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
My rating, I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
Okay. You liked it just as much as you did Split.
I did.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, here's my rating and review. I had higher expectations for this movie because
I built it up.
Philip built it up. And I heard something about it on Doug Lowe's movies, but I don't think that they was saying nothing good about it. I think they was making a joke about it. But it made me think that I kind of want to watch it now, you know. But then I think after that I heard you talk about it and you was like, it's good. Well, you had to watch it and all that. I was like, okay. And then you told me I had a four.
Oh, no. I told you you had to watch it because called you or texted you and said, yeah, we're doing this movie. This is my next pick.
Yeah, right. Well, and you told me I had to watch it. You told me I had like a 4 or 5 star review on Netflix. And I looked and it had like a 2 or 3 star review on Netflix.
That shit changed then because it said like 4.5 out of 5.
But anyway, I watched it with higher expectations. I was like, yeah, some people don't get it. You know, time travel stuff. And I like time travel stuff. But it didn't get into the time travel stuff as much as it got into weird dimensional type stuff.
That's right.
And I don't get into that stuff as much as I do the time travel. But once it was weird.
But once you start time traveling, you're building different dimensions because now you have different outcomes. All right,
so the end of the movie, when they walk into the last little pod together, and he's like, I've been here for a couple hours. He's like, time must work differently here because I just walked in. And then the guys come down from above, and it's fucking space travel guys, and they're like, we needed you. We've been looking for you. And they're like, yeah, chatter, chatter, chatter. So that they weren't real. They were just seeing them people or what?
No, that was real. They heard their reputation and wanted them. And they were like, yeah.
Well, we'll be back.
We got to go back to our planet to get the preparations we need, and we'll be back. So, okay. And they take off, and they're like, fuck you. And they go back to their ship.
So why don't they want to work with somebody? Or is that not real? I think they're walking away saying, that's just talk. That those people ain't real. Those people are not what they are saying they are. He's like,
because they're just talking and talking and talking.
Yeah, but he's like, yeah, we got to go back to our home planet first and get some stuff, and we'll be back. Because he's like, we can't act like we know they're real, because then they're going to choke hold us. Like that guy did in the room.
We got to convince them we'll be back.
We'll be back. And then they walk off together, and they're walking away from it, and the guy's still talking, and he's like.
Right. I felt like they're just going, yeah, we're not getting involved in this shit.
And that was me doing.
We're just trying to play basketball.
Doing mouth movements with my hands.
You know, like talk, 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 talk.
Right.
Like we do.
So, yeah, I'm thinking that those people wasn't even real. They're just seeing them people. And they're dead people. Or maybe they're spiders. And they're seeing them as...
Well, the sequel of the book's called This Book is Full of Spiders. Do Not Touch.
Right.
So, I mean, it...
Could be possible.
Well, you remember... Hey, what about the cartoon part? Where they were like, we want to show you what's going to happen. And they said, it showed that one dude, and they were like, but we're going to put it in a form that's easy for you to understand. Yeah. So they do it in cartoon, and it starts ripping people's faces off in cartoons and shit.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I liked that scene.
I did too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I did like this. The baby got thrown up in there. It didn't show the baby die, but it just showed.
But it wouldn't have mattered because it's a cartoon baby. So.
Yeah, but the baby died.
It's a cartoon baby. It don't matter.
But it did show it.
But it don't matter. It's a cartoon, baby. In your mind, you're just watching a cartoon. It's like, nobody really does. Dude got his face ripped off. It'll go back together. It'll go back together.
Everybody does.
Yeah. And it was spiders.
Yeah, and they threw them people down there to get killed by spiders.
This movie is full of spiders.
So they're just feeding the spiders. As long as the spiders get fed, they're cool. They're not killing other people. Maybe that's what part two's about.
Could be. Find out, Podcast Land.
All right. Well,
what's your review rating on this bad boy?
I'm gonna give it a 6.7.
Okay, that's better than I thought you'd give it. IMDb gave it a 6.4.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm closer to most people's.
Out of 31,000 reviews, I'm gonna rate this. I'm just gonna give it a 10, and it's gonna go up to a 7.8.
Why do you do that? That's stupid.
That's the way everybody votes.
Do you think so?
I do.
I don't.
If it's a movie they really like.
I never do that.
I never vote. I never rate.
Well, I've voted on the X-Men movies when we did them.
Yep.
And then I voted on Logan, and I think I voted on Deadpool. And that was, I've only voted on.
So you've only voted on the Marvel.
Pretty much.
The Fox Marvel.
Pretty
side.
Much. But I pretty much rounded to either a 6.5, a 7.5, or an 8, or a 9. Something like that. I never gave a
point
other than a 5. I would go half or whole. I would never do no 6.6 or 6.7 like I do on this. I would, if I thought the movie was a 6.7, I would give it a 7.
Why don't you do that on this? On this, you want to be particular.
I want to be more particular.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, well, let's move on to a little budget versus box office, Big Lance. Oh shit, hang on a second. Budgets. Not on this bitch.
Because there's some dickheads on IMDb that, yeah, they didn't like the movie and they're going to give it a zero or a one.
Well, why would you do that? I mean, if you don't care
just
about it.
Just for the same reason that you're going to give it a fucking 10 because you don't think the rating's right on there, so you want to make it higher.
Well, no. I'm saying if I love a movie and it's got a really low rating, then I should really pump it up because it is a good movie.
Yeah, but if it's a 6,
but if it's
7,
a shitty movie that I don't really care for, why do I got to go all the way to zero unless I physically hate that movie?
Yeah, but that's stupid, too.
I don't hate movies. I just go movies wasn't good.
If the movie's a 6-7 on fucking IMDb and you think it was a 8 is great, all right, don't give it a 10 because it's not better than your favorite movie.
Gotcha. I understand that, but how are
it's
you
correct?
How are you comparing that to going, well, I'm going to give it a 0?
I would never do that.
Found. That movie?
Yeah.
I did not care for that movie, but I wouldn't say a 0. What did I'm sure I gave it at least a 4 or 5.
I think you gave it a 2 or something.
Well, even then, I wasn't going to go just 0. I mean, I'll give it what it's worth. It was worth a 2
I think
or
you
a
gave
4
it
or
a
5.
2. I don't know if I said that loud enough. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I think you gave it a 2. But, yeah, I just don't think you need to shit on a movie because you didn't like it.
I would never shit on a movie.
Or I don't
I didn't
think
like
you
it.
Should give it a higher rating because other people have gave it a lower rating.
I've never done that.
Oh, well, I know. But I've because never rated. We don't have nobody giving a rating because, I mean, we give our rating before we look at ratings, right? I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. I don't know about you over there.
I don't, yeah, I don't fuck. I give my rating based on what, I never look at IMDb's rating or Rotten Tomatoes or any of that shit. I give my personal rating, and then after I give my personal fucking rating, I look it up, and half time I don't even say that, so I don't know.
All right, well...
I don't know what the budget is on this, so we have no budget. But what do you think it made in the box office?
Did it go to box office?
Yep.
But not many places, I imagine. I'm going to say it made... 10 million, 5 million, 3 million, something low.
Which one? 10, 5, or 3?
5 million.
$5 million?
Yeah.
It made $141,000.
It wasn't in very many theaters.
What'd it do opening weekend?
$10,000.
$12,000.
See, it couldn't have been in, it might have been in one fucking theater or something. One big theater. Maybe something like that. What do you think?
I don't know.
Maybe one or two big theaters.
How long was it? Bonus question. How many months was it in theaters?
Month. 2 months.
Final answer?
2 months.
4 months.
Well, I guarantee you it wasn't in every theater. I bet it wasn't in no Carmack. I don't know. I just don't see it being in very many theaters for it to do that.
Nah, me either. All right, well, this wasn't, I mean, this movie didn't spend, I don't know what the budget was. It didn't even list the budget, but I'm sure the budget was $50,000. I mean, the effects were very practical.
Do you think Netflix is fitting to start going to the box office? Do you think that's going to happen before too long?
Like the Netflix original movies?
Yeah.
No.
Some of them.
No.
You don't think that they're going to have a big-ass movie and they're going to be like, we're going to the box office with this? That's where it's at, dude. They're going to eventually do it.
They might. I don't know. But if they do, I just feel like...
I don't feel like they'll do it with everything. But I feel like they'll do it with certain few movies.
If they do that, they need to immediately, like, put it out for maybe 2 weeks and then put that bitch on Netflix. Because if you don't, you're going to start losing Netflix subscribers.
Yeah, but then if Netflix subscribers realize that they're just going to put it on there 2 weeks later, They're never going to go to theater.
Unless you want the theater experience.
What if I say...
A lot of people like the theater experience.
What if they'll say, we'll put it on theaters for 2 months, and then after that 2 months, it'll go to Netflix.
Guaranteed to go and stay at Netflix.
Yeah, it'll go, well...
Because right now, Netflix comes and goes.
But not originals. I don't think originals.
No, originals
stay. Never leave.
Originals never leave.
Right. So they will, yeah, it'll stay.
That's good. Maybe. I could see that. All right. Well, let's do a little name game. But Paul Giamatti's the only one we know, and we pretty much, I think we knocked out, the only three movies we knew, which were the ones that we did.
No, I'm not going to know a couple more.
Oh, I'm out. Unless you just want to pick a backup character, because I'm out.
Yeah, because I don't know anybody else. We can pick somebody up.
All right, well, this was my movie, so it's your pick. Somebody from a previous podcast. That we have not already done.
Paul Dano.
We've already done Paul
Dano. Have we?
We did Paul Dano when we did...
All right. There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Let's do... Let's do Seth Rogen.
Okay. All right, so it's my pick first. Seth Rogen movie. Let's start out with Pineapple Express.
All right. I'm going to go to The Interview, and that's one that we could have went with Franco. But we didn't earlier.
Oh, you're right.
So I should have kept that in the back, in my pocket.
So I did not think of that one. This Is the End.
I'm going to go, I'm going to go with Freaking Geeks.
Okay. Super Bad.
Did we say Pineapple Express?
Mm-hmm.
We already said it.
That was my first one.
Sausage Party.
I was going to get that one if you ain't already got it. I can't believe we ain't already got it. Keith wants to say 21 Jump Street. That wasn't him. Fucking Seth Rogen, man. 40-year-old virgin.
Knocked up,
yeah.
I was finna say I had three more, but now I got one more. Because you just used one of my...
Seth Rogen. That was my... Seth Rogen. Shit, man. Seth Rogen... Why am I blanking on shit? He's been in other shit. Paul.
Step Brothers.
With Will Ferrell. And was he in that for real? Yeah, like you're pretty positive, so I'm not going.
You want me to tell you the character he played?
Absolutely.
He played the Foot Locker boss.
Yeah.
And they were trying to get the job there, and he was like, I get it. You're in tuxedos. It's funny. He's like, you got the job. And then fucking Cal or whatever, he's like, he farts. And he's like, did you just fart? No. I taste it. Yeah. You just farted. Get out of here. Now I see the tuxedos. They're kind of fucked up. That's fucked up. Get out.
That's good. I want to say he was in Trolls. Trolls.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, not
sure.
Trolls. Yeah.
Are you okay?
You want to challenge me?
Nah, I'm not challenge.
What's your next one?
Mm. He played in that show,
I got two more.
Do you really?
Yep.
Did you just get mine?
I don't know. What's yours?
Was it a show?
No.
Fuck. Your Highness?
Yeah, I think there's a movie. I don't know if it's called Your Highness.
It's called Your Highness.
I think that's right. Yeah. Okay. Green Hornet.
I got that movie too. I should have said
I've never watched it.
40 year, not 40. Yeah, you didn't say 40 year old version.
Yep.
This is 40.
Was he in that? You sure?
Do you want to count me on?
He's not the main character though.
Oh no, no, Paul. Paul is.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. But if you want to count me on, count me on.
I'm just going to say my next choice.
Well, you can't. If you're going to call me on, you're going to call me on.
I'm not going to call you on.
Okay. Because I don't really know if it's going to call
me. 22 Jump Street.
God damn it. Was he in 22?
Post scene credit when he showed up and he was like, he's like, this ain't the same guy. He's like, yes, I am. Well, why would I not be the same guy?
I reckon he got me on that one.
And then he comes back next time and he's like, thank you
for coming
back. And he's like, man, I never left. What are you talking about, SC?
I got another one.
Oh, what?
Observe and report.
Oh, you fucked hard. I'm out. Fuck it. I'm done. I'm done. That's it. I'm done. I'm over.
All right.
You win.
Oh, yeah, and I got you on a technicality because I really don't think he was in This Is 40.
I don't think he. What did I say?
There was 40-year-old version.
No, I know that one was right. There was one I said. Oh, Trolls.
You don't know if he was in that one?
I made that shit up.
I know
there was a. He was
in Aliens versus Monsters. Monsters versus
That's
Aliens.
That's what I was thinking of. I knew he played
he
a
was
character.
That,
he was that green
blob. Yeah.
You're right. That's who I was thinking. He wasn't in Trolls then. So either way. I mean,
so I went.
Well, you won anyway.
On a technicality, but yeah, but I won because I picked the movie that you thought he was in that he was actually in. And I bet he was in Lego Movie. I bet he was because there was so many fucking characters in
probably. That. That's why I thought Trolls because there's a bunch of different
there,
characters.
He could have been in because there, he might was, have been in Trolls. There was a lot of characters in that, I heard.
But anyway, all right, guys, man, we hope you enjoyed this episode of The Smoky Shelter. If you did, let us know, thesmokyshelter@gmail.com. You can check us out on Facebook. You can check us out on Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter.
We're on Pocket Cast. We're on Podomatic, iTunes. Give us a rating and review wherever you pick up the show. You can always check us out at smokeshelter.com. We need one word for John Dies at the End.
Jimmy!
Was that a Wolverine reference?
Yeah, everybody drank right now.
Victor!
Is that your one word?
Oh, no, it should be, but it's not.
Yeah, it should be because this podcast has been about other movies the entire time. So you might as well say Victor.
No. God damn it, I had one and you made me lose it with the Victor. Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
My last word for this movie is bullshit because
it was bullshit.
No, it was bullshit that the name of the movie is John Dies at the End and he don't die at the end.
Yeah, but he dies in the middle. So
he dies in the middle and comes back.
That's right.
That's not dying at the end.
Okay.
So they broke rule number one.
Right.
No, I love this movie. Alright, well, we're done. Any last words, Big Lance?
You should probably wash your dick after you fuck that ass girl.
And John should probably wash his hand after trying to open that door.
Oh, yeah, because that was a real dick. It wasn't a dildo. It was like a real dick appeared. And he grabbed the real dick.
Well, a CGI dick.
Yeah, but it was a real dick, though, I think. I don't think it was like a dildo dick. I think it was a real dick popped up at the door, and he grabbed the real dick, and he was like, no way we're getting out. Because I'll pull a dildo off a door handle, right? Come on, you'll turn a dildo.
No, that was a real dick.
Yeah, it was a real dick, because he ain't grabbing a real dick again, because it might get hard and skeet on him or something.
Yeah, right. That was a real dick, dude. For real. But my point is he didn't really grab a dick. Uh-uh. They CGI'd a dick. But you think that CGI was of a real dick?
Maybe they cut a glory hole, or they just took the door handle out, and a dude stuck his dick and balls through there?
No.
And he's like, there's no way we're getting out of that door.
The graphics weren't that good. I mean, you could tell that was superimposed.
But what if you just snatched his dick off? Wouldn't you?
Then the door still wouldn't open. What did he say? Nobody is opening that door.
There's no way we can get out of that door. That's what I said.
Any last words, Big Lance?
Bubblicious.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.